4NUE Integral GR.
that you were driving say I'm definitely glad she's okay, and at any point in time you need help, I'll do what I can to help you also.
That's kind of you. No, we're doing fine, and good Lord's willing, the creek don't rise. Maybe we can have Bernice out of that horse pistol on Friday. And these guys do a lot of these unclogging the artery things. There's always danger in any surgery, of course, and I'm nervous about it. But and my wife is a little farm gal, and she does not like the hospitals. But you know, Lloyd, I don't know anybody that does.
Truly, nobody in their right mind likes a hospital.
I got to tell you, the retinal specialist sent us to the emergency room, and when I said the word stroke, and I had the doctor's note, you couldn't ask for any better. I mean, they have watched her like a hawk, and the nurses have all been great. The doctors have been great, and, you know, I've heard various stories about Prisma, but I got to tell you, I'd give them a 10 right now.
Yep, that's definitely good. Good hospital care is definitely makes a stay there, you know, less stressful, and it does better on the patient when they're not in pain or stress or being ignored.
It's very comforting, and you know those nurses, one of them was even a traveling nurse, and they are clogged to the gills. There's hardly even a bed there that isn't filled, and it's because of the COVID, of course. And so they're stressed and they're strained, but they did not take it out on us, that's for sure, Lloyd.
That's how you can tell you have a true professional that cares about their job when they do not let their feelings or being upset, you know, reciprocate to the patient.
Well, Lloyd, I better let you go. It's getting down to about a quarter mile visibility here, and even though my daughter's at the con and she's driving, I try to be of help to her. I'm going down to the VA, to the podiatrist, and see if I can get some relief in this foot. But it's hurt since the year 2000, so I doubt it. But there's a very good doctor down here, and I really, really like him, and he does his very best. So 73's Lloyd, and nice talking to you this morning. The pleasure's all mine. This is N0TR Clear.
Yes, KO4PXB. Just remember, definitely if you need anything, just let me know, and I'll do what I can to make it happen.
Thank you, Lloyd. 73.
N0TR, W4NGU.
Good morning, Mr. Phil. And, boy, it's froggy out here, Phil. Good to hear you, my friend.
Yes, sir. It's been quite foggy, but it's right here where I'm at on Highway 11 now. It's clear for a long way. That's a good thought that it's clearing up a little bit. But we'll be praying for Bernice. And I've got a meeting out of town I can't get out of today. I don't know if I'll get by there, but I'll try later in the day. But you be safe going down to Anderson, and we'll see you soon some way.
Okay, Phil. Yeah, we're never at home while she's in the hospital, that's for sure. But I appreciate it, and you're welcome anytime, you know that. And she lost sight in her right eye completely when we left Aldi's the other day. And then they said she'd probably not regain it. And then they thought a piece of that plaque broke off from the carotid artery, because it went from 68% to 90% since October, because we had them checked with ultrasound every 3 months. But they said that's not unusual. I still think it's part of having the COVID and getting over it. And but, you know, nobody knows. And they said that's possible. But she's doing good and in as good a spirits as can be expected, and she's gained some of her peripheral vision in that eye. She looks at you and she can see around you, but she can't see your face good. So, good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, maybe it will improve.
Yeah, well, they know what they're doing down there. And so I want to stay close to the reports and see how it's going. But I need to run now, Tom. Good to hear you. And talk to you soon, W4. Never give up.
Thanks, Phil. Thanks for the prayers. We can use all we can get. 73s, 4NGU, and 0TR is clear.